In James chapter 1, verse 16, he says, "Do not be deceived, my dear brothers and my dear sisters." He's saying it out of a place of compassion and ultimate care and concern. Do not be deceived. Don't be deceived in this culture. This culture might tell you, oh, that's not a problem, that's not sin, that's no big deal, or nobody will notice, it doesn't affect anyone. All these lies, don't be deceived. Go to God's Word, and sin is sin. So don't rationalize it, don't have to exaggerate it, don't belittle it, just call it for what it is. See what the poison is, and know it's poison. Stay away from it, don't be deceived. You see a lot of people today getting ripped off, chasing something that's harmful for them, believing that it's no big deal, it's popular, everyone else is doing it, people tell me it's okay. I'm just going to go ahead and enter into, and you can fill in the blank. James says, all right, wake up call, come to your senses, don't be deceived, go back to God's Word. Psalm 119, verses 9 through 11, how can you live a pure life? The answer is real clear. I have taken your word, I've hidden it in my heart so that I won't sin against you. Come back to the word, know the word. When you're tempted, speak the word. That's how Jesus handled temptation. He spoke scripture. And so don't be deceived. There's a spiritual battle. Temptation is real. The consequences are real. And in that spiritual battle, know what's going to work. And that's God's word. To know it, to agree with God's perspective, and then to live it. Daily grace, God's word strengthens you, will help you overcome temptation. We all want that. God wants that, and he's going to help you.